Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Here now is Claire Carter talking about inflammation.
Let me tell you about something that's good to know about. It has to do with inflammation. Inflammation is a marker for every major disease. I mean heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's. You can't have these diseases without inflammation being present. So there's a medical test, a blood test, that you may or may not have had or heard about. It's called a C-reactive protein test, CRP for short. And it measures inflammation in your body. I remember one time on Dr. Oz, he did that test on the audience, and a lot of people had high inflammation levels. So what if your inflammation levels are high? Rather than get scared, it's like a puzzle that needs to be solved. If your doctor says, oh, I don't believe in the test, I don't know what to do if your inflammation levels are high, then think about it this way. How do we solve that puzzle? Is it being caused, the inflammation, by a dental infection? Could it be an early warning sign of heart disease or cancer? So it is important, and they're now discovering with Alzheimer's that one of the reasons you can get Alzheimer's has to do with inflammation in your body. It's just one reason. So you want to keep your inflammation levels low. You do that through your diet. You can also do that through supplements. There's an Indian spice, turmeric or turmeric, however they pronounce it, that's for anti-infection, but it's also for inflammation. So look it up. I'm just giving you some friend-to-friend advice here. There's an enzyme in pineapple known as bromelain, B-R-O-M-E-L-A-I-N. And bromelain with a meal will help you to digest it, but between meals, it helps you to reduce inflammation. I know before having some dental surgery, I did some bromelain before, afterwards. It worked. It helped. And then there are things like cayenne and ginger and something called quercetin. These are all things that can be helpful as far as inflammation goes. But the most important thing would be go get checked. See where inflammation levels are. It doesn't mean that today you have a problem, but if your inflammation levels continue, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you might be at higher risk for, let's say, something you're genetically wired for. So the idea, take care of it now and figure out, better to know what your inflammation levels are and do something about it than to be in the dark. I want to tell you the story of a doctor who's the corporate medical director of Canyon Ranch, Mark Laponis. And he writes about his own health story in a book that he co-authored called Ulcer Prevention. What made him turn to integrative medicine was that at 35, he was healthy with a young family. He went back for a checkup a year later and the doctor said, "You've got kidney cancer." Whoa, that's serious. And he wondered, wait a minute, I was here last year, everything was fine. He asked the doctor, how long possibly was this like percolating in my body before it manifested one symptom? And under a laboratory microscope, they figured out it may have been there for maybe 10 years. So how would he have known? Well, maybe a C-reactive protein test that measures inflammation might have been an early warning sign. And he changed the way he practices medicine, became a believer in tests like this. And I also know that I believe in being the CEO of your own well-being. Find out the information, ask good questions. When you see your doctor, bring your questions with you, take notes. And when need be, get a second opinion. If you're told there's something serious going on, get a different point of view as well.
Good For You Radio with Claire Carter is a presentation of Talkers Radio. Copyright 2017, all rights reserved.